Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you're asking the question, how I learn English speaking, then the answer lies here with us, Adept English, helping you. Well, November is over and it's December now, and we are in the run-up to Christmas. Now, you may or you may not celebrate Christmas, but you're probably aware of it and of the traditions around Christmas. Apart from being a religious festival, Christmas is also a commercial thing. Commercial, C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L, means to do with business. And you have perhaps heard the term Black Friday in relation to this. So what do we mean by Black Friday, and where does this term come from? What are its origins? Well, first of all, what is Black Friday? This is a US tradition, an American phenomenon, which has become a bigger thing in the last few years. Certainly, in recent years, we've adopted Black Friday in the UK as well. So Black Friday is the Friday after the American festival of Thanksgiving. So it comes at the end of November. And if you've got Christmas shopping to do, especially if you're shopping online for your Christmas presents, as most people do nowadays, then Black Friday is a good day to do this on. This is because on Black Friday, there are deals, there are discounts, money off the usual prices. So this year on Black Friday, I did like many people. I bought quite a few Christmas presents for people online and took advantage. 15% off here, 20% off there. It makes Christmas a little bit less expensive, a little bit more affordable. And it's good for retailers too. Retailers are businesses that sell things to us. It's good for them because you make Black Friday a big thing, then people are more likely to buy more. So retailers make more money, despite giving discounts. A discount, D-I-S-C-O-U-N-T, which is a noun here, means money off. It's a special price. It costs less than usual. So retailers give lots of discounts on Black Friday. Why is it called Black Friday? Well, if you research this online, it's a bit like the origins of the word posh the other week. There are a number of different stories and no one quite knows which one is true. Before we get on to that, just a word about our courses, which you can buy online right now at adeptenglish.com. If you would like an answer to that question, how I learn English speaking, then look no further. Our course one, Activate Your Listening, answers that question. This course is a listen and learn course with over 5 hours of listening material on topic areas that you'll find useful. If you want to learn everyday English for speaking, then this course helps you do that. The point of our course is not to help you pass written exams, though it does help with that too, but instead to learn English conversation. It helps you develop your ear for English and is a course to help you specifically learn spoken English. These English speaking lessons will be very valuable to you and they give you English speaking practice as well, exactly what you need. Back to Black Friday. One story is that it's called Black Friday because for some retailers, their profit, the money that makes their business worthwhile, all comes in around Christmas. They don't make much profit the rest of the year, but they sell so much more around Christmas time that this makes up for the rest of the year when sales are slow. So a bit of slang around accounting first, around money management. If you're in the black, it means that your bank account is in credit. You have money in the bank. Whereas if you're in the red, it means you aren't in credit. You've got a minus amount of money. You owe the bank money, rather than having a healthy bank balance. So this explanation of Black Friday means it's the Friday in the year when the extra sales mean that the retailer's bank accounts are in the black. Their businesses are more successful. That's a nice explanation, but it may not be the true one. In the 1950s, in the city of Philadelphia in the US, the police used the term Black Friday to describe the chaos that happened on the day after Thanksgiving. So many people would come to the city to shop before the day a big football game was held on the Saturday. So the police officers couldn't take the day off. They would have to work extra hours to manage the traffic and the crowds. There were just so many people arriving. And the extra crowds meant opportunities for those who wanted to shoplift as well. That means to steal from the shops. So the police had extra crime to deal with as well. So they called it Black Friday because it was the worst working day of the year for them. So Black Friday remained a term used only in Philadelphia until the late 1980s, and it was a really negative name. That was, however, until the end of the 1980s when retailers found a new purpose for the term Black Friday and tried to turn it into something positive. And they introduced the idea that the day after Thanksgiving marked the start of Christmas shopping and a day when you could get a good deal. Nowadays, Black Friday isn't really that anymore. It's changed into a week-long event in the run-up to Black Friday. And of course, we also have Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday was originally so called because this was supposed to be the day that the online discount deals were available and the busiest Christmas shopping day online. It was thought up in 2005 to encourage us to shop online. Nowadays, of course, it's hardly like we need any encouragement to shop online. It's not that we all go off to the shops on Black Friday and we all buy online on Cyber Monday. Online has become the most popular way to shop anyway. So there you have it, how I learn English speaking and even how to learn English speaking at home with Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.